Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Karuchisthi with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence and External Affairs Ministers, National Security Advisor and Tri-Services Chiefs. Army Chief reviews border security grants, commanders full authority for counter-action. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says Operation Sindoor is symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. And country celebrates National Technology Day to honour contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The meeting comes in the wake of the ceasefire arrived at between the two countries yesterday after the Director General of Military Operations, DGMOs of the two countries, spoke to each other. The DGMOs of the two countries are scheduled to talk tomorrow again. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviewed the security situation with the army commanders of the western borders following ceasefire and airspace violation last night. The Indian Army said the Army Chief has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counteraction in the kinetic domain to any violation of the understanding, Rich Tufter, the Director General of Military Operations, talks yesterday. Centre has said that several combat gaming videos are being deceptively circulated as real footages of recent India-Pakistan conflict and urged people not to fall prey to such propaganda posts. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said combat gaming footages flooding social media with video game scenes are deceptively presented as actual combat, and digital combat clips are being misrepresented as real footage. It urged people to stay vigilant.
A message is also circulating on WhatsApp in the name of Office of the Defence Minister of India, giving instructions for civil preparedness in view of the India-Pakistan situation. PIB said this message is fake. It said Government of India has issued no such instructions. Listeners, as Pakistan has resorting to spreading false propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to the ongoing situation, they must report it to PIB Fact Check. They can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259, Anupamish, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military action but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will, virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow this afternoon. Mr. Singh said this operation is also a demonstration of India's strong will against terrorism and the capability and determination of the military power. He said whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters.
Operation Sindoor सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई भर नहीं है, बल्कि भारत की राजनीतिक, सामाजिक और सामरिक इच्छा शक्ति का प्रतीक है। यह ऑपरेशन आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का और सैन्य शक्ति की क्षमता और संकल्प शक्ति का भी प्रदर्शन है। हमने दिखाया है, भारत आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जब भी कोई कार्रवाई करेगा तो आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए सरहद पार की जमीन भी सुरक्षित नहीं रहेगी।
The Defence Minister said the inauguration of BrahMos Integration and Testing Facility will help in further strengthening India's defence prowess. He said BrahMos is one of the world's fastest supersonic cruise missiles. Mr. Singh said it is not just a weapon, but it is a message in itself.
भारत में आतंकवादी घटनाएं करने और कराने का क्या अंजाम होता है, ये पूरे विश्व ने उरी की घटना के बाद देखा, जब हमारी सेना ने पाकिस्तान में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक की, पुलवामा के बाद देखा जब बालाकोट पर एयर स्ट्राइक की गई, और अब पहलगाम की घटना के बाद दुनिया देख रही है कि जब भारत ने पाकिस्तान के भीतर घुसकर मल्टीपल स्ट्राइक की। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति पर चलते हुए हमारे प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने स्पष्ट कर दिया है, यह नया भारत है जो आतंक के खिलाफ सरहद के इस पार और उस पार दोनों तरफ प्रभावी कार्रवाई करेगा।
National Technology Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day memorializes the contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test demonstrating India's global position. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on National Technology Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this is a day to express pride and gratitude to the country's scientists and remember the 1998 Pokhran test. Mr. Modi added that they were a landmark event in India's broad trajectory, especially in the country's quest towards self-reliance. Meanwhile, Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan said, on National Technology Day, we commemorate India's technological advancements and achievements and salute our scientists, engineers and innovators. In a social media post, the governor has called on the people to continue harnessing science and technology for a self-reliant and empowered India. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts, AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to The Evening News. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan has extended greetings on the eve of Buddha Purnima. In a message, the governor said, "The life and teachings of Lord Buddha continue to guide millions on the path of truth, compassion and enlightenment." He called on the people to take the day to reflect on their thoughts and actions, practice kindness without expectation and cultivate peace within themselves in the world around them. The governor expressed hope that Buddha's timeless message inspire us to overcome ignorance with wisdom, hatred with love and suffering with understanding. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC has reacted to the response from the state government, where it has expressed regret over issuing the transfer and posting notification on 13th April, which was Palm Sunday. A press statement from NPCC stated that such lapses show a serious lack of awareness and sensitivity towards the religious and cultural sentiments of the people of Nagaland. In view of the government claims that the action was not intentional, the NPCC have resolved to call off its proposed agitation. However, it has appealed to the government to ensure that no official notifications or administrative actions are issued on days of religious importance, including Sundays. District Legal Services Authorities under the aegis of Nagaland State Legal Services Authorities, NSLSA, organized the second quarterly National Lok Adalat 2025 across the state. A press release from the NSLSA stated that the Lok Adalat disposed 219 cases with a total settlement amount of over 2 crore rupees. Most cases involved bank loan recovery, telephone bill disputes, motor accident claims, tribunal cases and other consumer and civil matters. The release stated that Lok Adalat, also known as the People's Court, is an alternative dispute resolution mechanism aimed at reducing the court backlog, providing swift access to justice for marginalized communities and ensuring cost-effective settlement of disputes. It also stated that in the year 2024, National Legal Services Authority recognized NSLSA for achieving highest disposal percentage of pending cases. Indian Space Research Organization Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan today said that the NASA ISRO Synthetic Approach Radar satellite is likely to be launched next month. Talking to Akashvani Agartala on the sidelines of the fifth convocation ceremony of the Central Agriculture University Imphal held at the College of Fisheries at Agartala, he said the radar satellite has two major payloads and has a microwave remote sensing satellite. He said one payload has been made by the US and another by India. Talking about India's upcoming missions and launches, he said on May 18, the RASAT, a C-band synthetic radar satellite, will be launched by PSLV, and next month, Gaganyatri will be sent to the International Space Station to gain some experience. In the convocation ceremony, degrees were conferred to over 1,500 students from 28 states graduating across 13 constituent colleges located throughout the Northeast region. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence and External Affairs Ministers, National Security Advisor and Tri-Services Chiefs. Army Chief reviews border security, grants commanders full authority for counter-action. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says Operation Sindoor is a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. And country celebrates National Technology Day to honor contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.